Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Father God, these and other blessings
I would be so mindful to give your son Jesus the mighty name and the glory and the honor. These and other petitions we ask in your son Jesus' mighty name. And we, as a unity, Godhead family, will say amen and amen. Hallelujah. I thank you for tuning in to the Old Ship of Zion on tonight. I thank you for taking out your busy itinerary to tune in. And for doing so, God has a blessing engraved with your name on it. And I just thank you for being a faithful and loyal podcast digital audience listener on tonight. And so, we will not go into any more for the preliminaries on tonight. We will go on into our program. And my sermon on tonight is humility. I'll say that again. Humility. Now we know that focusing on the outward appearance can be a pleasing way to decorate a house, but it's a dangerous way to live. And Jesus recommended many religious leaders of his day because they did not practice what they preached. And they was addicted to receiving praise and feeling self-important. Instead of opening the kingdom of heaven, hallelujah, to the people, they shut the door in their faces. And Jesus said to them, all their works they do to be seen by men. And that's in the law of Matthew 23 and 5. And the Lord called us to be properly and be people of inner substance, not on just the outward appearance, but we are to demonstrate the reality of his presence in us and through us and by our attitude of humility. And who is greatest among you shall be your servant. And in living for Jesus, our conscience is far more important than our outer cover. We are here for more than show. And our prayer should be, let my will be lost in God's will. Ask no questions. Seek no place. Render humblest duties gladly, showing forth his truth and grace. Hallelujah. And so, we know that, unfortunately, the concept of stewardship is narrowly used and viewed more often than not. And we relegate stewardship to monetary concerns. And we know that stewardship, however, is not simply about money. Hallelujah. Not just a way of giving stewardship, is a way of living. Stewardship is about life economics. And we are stewards. We are managers responsible for the wise use of all our resources. And we know that as we read the prayer of David, as he prepared the people to build the temple, we see why we are only managers. David, help us to understand, hallelujah, that being a steward mean that all, excuse me, that had some audio difficulties, but as managers, David help us to understand that being a steward means that all that we have comes from God and belongs to God. That's in the law of 1 Chronicles 29 and 11 through 12. And we know that whatever riches we may enjoy, whether it's money, whether it be love, whether it be security, enjoyment, may it be in education, a higher education of knowledge, all of it is simply on a loan. God loaned it to us because it belonged to God and it came from God. We know that what an awesome statement coming from David the king, and he was a man who had it all. He recognized that what he had because of God. And he gratefully gave it back to the Lord. And we know that in this society of people of many color and creed, God has richly blessed us. And we know that our lives here may not be perfect from our perspective, but we must look at the blessings we have from God. We are moved from poverty to owning banks, from illiteracy to funding educational institutions, from slave quarters to home ownership. We know that everything is divinely provided. It is incumbent on us then to practice proper stewardship. Like David, we should give back to God out of thanking for what he has given us. Also recognizing that it is all belong to him. This involves more than our tithes and offerings, but it encompasses every area of our lives in which we have experienced God's blessing in our homes, on our jobs, in our places of stewardship, and in our living. We praise God for it in its entirety, not simply by telling him thank you, but by using it for his purpose. And we know that everything that we have came from God Almighty. Everything that we have leisure of using all come from God. Like I first stated on last evening, we come in this world with nothing. And as surely as we came into this world with nothing, we come in sin, and we come in naked as a newborn babe. Nothing entirely belongs to us. But God so graciously lends us everything that we possess. God loaned it to us to enjoy. Even to our kids, they are alone. Our grandkids, they are alone. Our parents, they are alone. Our teachers, they are alone. Our professors, they are alone. And so, our houses, our land, our monetarily incumbent inheritance is alone. Everything that we have access to, God just so graciously give it unto us to use and enjoy while we are here on planet Earth. Because nothing is going to be carried out. I've never seen an 18-wheeler backed up to a grave site to dispense all the worldly accolades and put it in an open grave. For everything that we have is alone from God. And so it is to us to show humility to each and every individual that we come in contact with. May it be over the airway, may it be over the internet, may it be in your shopping malls, may it be in a grocery aisle, may it be in a laundromat, may it be on a stage, but whatever we do, we are to remain humble in humility, and we shouldn't have anything that is so, you know, good and so precious to us to where we wouldn't be willing to give it away if need be. Humble yourself in kindness, in kind deeds, in a kind way, because we know that we are children of God, and God was humble. Hallelujah. God was humble. And we know that we, as heirs and joint heirs of Christ, we are to remain humble in humility in our daily walk with God. And I know sometimes in this life we can get caught up in it all. But you know, I just thank God for giving me a humble side, because I love everybody and anybody. I don't discriminate against your calling, please. I just as well as hug you and embrace you with a godly kiss than I would someone of my own color. Because when you are anchored in God, you take on a demeanor and a lifestyle of God. Since we are messengers of God, we are to carry our lives and have characteristics of God in our daily lives, in our demeanors, in our positions. May it be on the job. May it be in your private sector. But we are to remain humble, because like I said, everything that God has enabled us to have use of is all on a loan process. You know, it's just like your utilities. You know, you pay on that every day. I mean, not every day, but you pay on that every month. You pay your lights every month. You pay your water every month. And that is a bill that you will never pay off. It's a never-ending commodity. But we have to have it in our daily lives. It's a necessity that we have those commodities in place for our daily usage. But we should never get, you know, so big and so big-headed and puffed up. And God knows I don't try to come across that way, because I know that's not me. Because I know I will sit and have sex on the side of the curb with the drink of the wine or the drug addict, you know, in my best of apparel. So I know that if I've ever come across as being anything other than humble, then I will ask God forgiveness as well as those of you forgiveness. But I know that I will give you my last. I will give you my all if need be, because I look to Jesus, whom is the author and the finisher of my faith. And so each time that I come before you, I like to also put me in the equation, because when I come across, I want to come across with self experience. I can't come across bringing something to you that I have no knowledge of. So I want to always come with something that I have firsthand experience in. Because I love people. I love people even if they are not in Christ. I love them because my job is to try to get them introduced to Christ. Them that don't know Christ and the pardon of their sins. And so we are not to look our nose down to anyone, because we haven't always been saved ourselves. We haven't always been in the Christian way ourselves, because we have swear and we have cursed and we have done a lot of things that we had to go before the throne of grace and ask God's forgiveness. So we all want to remain humble in humility in this walk with God. We all need one another. If we did not need one another, God would not have made us. God would have made just one person if he felt like one person could pull it off, could do his will. Then he would only have one person on the scene. But God knew that he needed us as a people to do his will. And so that's the reason why he made us all in his image. We are all created in the image of God. And God said in his creation, he said he looked and everything that he created was good. And so there is no big eyes and no little eyes. We are all precious in the eyesight of God. Whether we are rich or whether we are not, we are all pleasing in God's eyes. God loves us with unconditional love. God don't just love us today and then say, well, you know, I don't love you on tomorrow. I decided I don't love you. We don't get to have that option. If we are to be like Christ, we are to love one another unconditionally, like our first stated. Love has no end. God's love has no end. That's the reason why God's love is unmeasured. You cannot put a degree on God's love. And so, like I said, if we are to be like Christ, we're going to have to love like Christ told us to love. And love like Jesus. We're going to have to be like God. And so we are to remain humble. And our sermon tonight, we're talking about humility. We're talking about, you know, not being so big to where you can't go and pray for the sick. The people that's up under you, your flock that God has gave you charge over. We should not get so big to where we can't go into the convalescent home and go into psychiatric wards and go to the prison, you know, go out into the prison walls. because they too need to know about God. And so we are to remain humble. And if we're not humble, then I suggest we start being humble. And that even goes for myself. I put myself in the equation as well. We are to be humble and loving. And our God know I love, oh, I just love from the depths of my soul. And I know that when God saved me, God placed all of his love deep within the epitome of my being. Because I tell you, when I go to and fro, whether I be in the shopping aisle or whether I'm just out and about, those that I meet along the way, if it's just a hello, you know, how you doing, and God bless you, and have a beautiful day, that's being in humility, being humble, and being courteous, and being, you know, just a God-sent messenger, because we know that there are some of those out there that are hurting deep within their hearts and their souls, and they are unrest because of all the things that they're dealing with in their family life. And so we are to pray for them and be mindful of them and keep them in our prayers when we go down in prayer at night and during the day as we go through our day, is to pray for those, you know, that we know that need a good word or need a word, and God will give us what to say to them to encourage their hearts and their minds, because we are helpers one to another. And so, you know, I've heard people say that Jesus is all I need. Jesus is all that we need spiritually, but physically speaking, saints and friends, and you that are out there in my digital listening podcast audience, we are on planet Earth, and we are not in heaven yet. So that means we are still down here on planet Earth. And whether you know it or not, I need you, and you need me. And guess what? We will have to depend. We are dependent on each other until Jesus raptures us out of here. So we need more than Jesus on the spiritual / natural sense. We need God in our lives. Yes, we need God to be our Lord and Savior, to guide us, to teach us his ways. But we need each other as stewards of God. And as God, we need each other. And so we should never, like I said, get so, self-centered to where we don't need one another. I need you, and I love you, and I hope and pray that if you've got the mindset of God, that you love me as well, because I can't distribute God's word and despise it and have malice and hatred for anyone, because that is not of the will of God. And so we are to remain humble in humility every day. Every day. Whatever we have, it's just alone. And we are to just thank God every day, because just as though you have, the Bible says that God give it and the Lord take it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I'm one that is self-experience. I've had not. I've had, and God has taken away. And so when you go through those types of ordeals in your life, it will cause you to take another look in the mirror at yourself and to know that I thank God for what I have. I don't try to be better than anyone, because I too, I put my clothes on the same way the next person does. I cry. I have to go and get Kleenex to blow my nostrils just like anyone else. I have to wipe my tears away just like the next person. And so we are to remain humble if we are to be as Christ have us to be. If we are to live like Christ want us to live, we are to remain humble. If we are to preach like God want us to preach, we have to remain humble. Hallelujah. And in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your mind and to impact your spirit. And if this program has been a blessing to you in your daily walk with God, if you have a prayer petition you would like for the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, we are encouraged to send your remittance to God's House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Ministry. The station is Blog Talk. The program is the old ship of Zion. And you're making attention to Senior Pastor Janice Boyd at P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. Until we meet again, I encourage you to go in God as God goes in you.